Hey everyone, welcome back to Video Games Are Hard. This is episode 49, a very special episode. As you can see, we have not just three people, but four people for the first time ever trying something new here. And if you can see the video, if you're on YouTube by any chance and not Spotify, Google Play, you are treated to some of the amazing first-hand experience at Mario 64, my first time ever playing the game. And I chose the most embarrassing moments of that playthrough just for your viewing pleasure. So, please enjoy.
Yay.
I don't know how to go.
Okay, well, this episode is going to be... The 3D All-Stars just came out for the world history. We have Paper Ario.
Hi.
Here. Returning guest, Kwaniza, who was here last week. Kwan.
Yo, what's up?
And Trey, obviously. And Sidon Williams. Hello. And we have orchestrated a round table of people that have, I haven't bought the game, but the rest have bought the game and played the game and have their own experiences to talk about regarding the game. We're all former speedrunners of the game at the very least. Paper Ario is the current 120 shine world record holder for Super Mario Sunshine.
Woo!
Kwan's the current glitchless 80% world record holder.
Yeah, Kwan,
let's go.
And Trey and I are both former world record holders, so we're all very experienced in Super Mario Sunshine. But so we're here just to talk about 3D All-Stars as a whole, really, and mostly have our history in Super Mario Sunshine. So,
well, not fully as a whole, because I don't think has everyone played Galaxy here.
I have played all three extensively.
I have yet to play Galaxy, but I'll get to it eventually.
Paper, what did you say?
I said I played most of Galaxy so far.
Okay. So I'm going to be mostly just having the third, like the bird's eye view opinion, because I didn't buy it, and I'm probably not going to get it at all. But so what do we think, like what does everybody want to talk about right off the bat?
Should we start with Sunshine stuff to sort of talk about the stuff people probably care about the most?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because if I want to hear our perspective on that versus just sort of... Well, I know Kwan ran Mario 64. Maybe Paper did too, did you?
At one point.
Okay, well, I had the least experience, as you can see by this amazing gameplay. but we should start... I think that Sunshine's a good place to start.
You know what? I'm going to ask the first question. I'm going to ask the first question right off the bat that every Twitch chatter asks every Super Mario Sunshine runner. Are you going to run the game?
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Technically, I did, but not again. Yes.
Oh, because you did a semi-casual playthrough with a timer, I see.
Yes, that counts as a speedrun, technically.
You see, technically, mine wasn't a speedrun because I did the same thing, but didn't have a timer.
Yeah.
Not official, but then.
You did a 120 run, though.
Paper did, too.
Mm.
Oh, you both did it.
Yeah.
See, my favorite thing is just seeing everybody in chat of people that speed ran the game and are just like, well, without these specific issues with the game, would you run the game? And then I see everybody look at it and just like, why? Like, why would you do it? Like, we're all former runners of the game with the Wii with the GameCube version on Wii, and we have it all set up. Like, why would we run? I guess the first thing we should go into is what's wrong with the game.
There's a number of things.
Too many things.
Too many? I only know like three things offhand.
All right, so I have some notes here. We can sort of follow through with these, I guess. The first thing I wrote down, lazy debug tracks in Bianco's Sixth Secret.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't a huge deal. I mean, it's purely visual. You just see little tracks, little gray cubes.
It's cosmetic, but it's just like, they shouldn't be there.
Yeah, and
it just looks bad. It looks bad and ugly and lazy.
See, it makes the secret easier because you know where they're going to go. But at the same time, it was probably easier to just not get rid of that. So like, fuck it, keep it.
Woofer ZFG tweeted out about it being like, he tweeted out an article that they quoted data miners. Like, data miners went into Super Mario Sunshine and found out that the tracks were from, like, the emulation of the game. And I'm sitting there going like, dude, if you ask one speedrunner, everybody knows. Like, they're quoting specifically, quote, data miners, and I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah, like what the hell? Doesn't, like, every task of the game, you can see those in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, insane. But it's pretty funny that they're in there. I don't really care, but I think there's more issues than just the visual
Yeah, you see, that is merely the tip of the iceberg, y'all. It gets worse. Okay.
All right.
Second thing, much bigger deal. Random huge delay on spraying water.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, that's not really random. Like, every time you try to use Flood, there's always, like, a delay.
It's a pretty random addition to have. Like, I don't know why they would change that.
It's really bad.
It's an emulator problem. Celsic made, like, some video that I, like, just watched, and I didn't fully understand it, but it seemed like it was a thing that translated over from emulator.
See, I was assuming that they totally, like, overhauled the spraying controls because of switching to, like, the multi-trigger system versus analog.
See, that's what you would think, right? But...
yeah, so we don't really know exactly why they would do that. But
is analog L in the game at all?
What would you need analog L for?
Well, analog. Well, you know what analog L does in classic SMS, right?
What does it do?
It basically it centers the camera behind you slowly as you move.
Oh, that.
But no one ever uses that for obvious
reasons. Is that even in the game?
I
don't think so.
Not.
All right.
I think you only have a full L press.
Yeah, I've never used it for strats at all. But I've known it's there and it screwed me up a few times. But other than that, it's whatever.
I've got a take on the new Flood mechanic-y type of controls.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
I actually think them split up into two buttons, I think it actually works kind of fine, and it's somewhat satisfying to if you're doing intricate or advanced movement, it's kind of satisfying to switch between the two buttons kind of quickly in a speedrunner level. It's definitely not,
I can agree with that.
It's definitely not as intuitive though. Like, it's definitely much easier and better, which is one. But I would be fine with Flood completely if it wasn't for the delay in him spraying. That delay is just so bad. And especially in a Noki 3 and Eel, it happens when you try to hover in the water. It's terrible.
So yeah, the most prominent thing that got affected by the delayed spray, the hovering mechanics when you're using, I guess, what's sort of called the super hover nozzle in the underwater stages, that just sort of sends you upward as you hold it. In the original game, holding it down, you pretty much instantly get a height gain. In this game, there's an entire second delay before you start getting any height, and it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And the delay in Flood, also, on a speedrun level, it messes up, rollout spraying. You know how, in Corona, I guess with normal strats, you do, a rollout spray to get one of the fires? You just can't...
Oh.
You just really can't do that, can you? Unless you, time it super early or something.
Can't you, buffer the analog input before you even roll out? Does it still work?
You can definitely do that and still get water out.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel good, though.
It's just harder.
Yeah.
It's definitely, different because we're so used to it immediately coming out. But the main things I noticed with, we'll get to the hovering thing in Noki 3 in a bit, but as far as spraying normally goes, the main two things that impacted, my gameplay was spraying things out of trees from the ground. In the first game, you just, do, a little quick tap, and it will just fall down because the water instantly comes out. But in this game, you gotta hold it down for a half second, and finally the water will reach the fruit and bring it down.
Yeah.
Then the second thing, which is entirely for speedruns, is in the EYG setup, which is early Yoshi-Go round, when you're spraying the little Swoopin' Stew, what the fuck is it called? Thorn Stew,
yeah, you're right.
You're spraying the little stew dude to make a platform to clip through into the other part of the park. You have to hold down the spray for an entire half second versus just little tap, platform appears, go under. So it feels awkward. But other than that, the main issue, which we'll get to right now, is the underwater hovering. It's rough.
I was laughing hysterically as I watched Trey do it and complain about it. Noki 3 recently got pretty optimized with me and J-Pep and Trey all working on it in SMS Classic.
I like the order you put the names in that, by the way.
But now, with the Super Mario Sunshine HD, it's all gone to shit. Trey was saying as he was playing it, it's this was an A-tier shine, recently an A-tier shine, and now it's just F. Now it's just horrible to play and all this stuff.
Yeah, you know what's funny about my stream I did is that right before experiencing the tragedy of Noki 3, I was actually in a good mood because I noticed something interesting about re-entering Noki. So in SD Sunshine, which we're actually going to call, we want to call SMS Classic. That's a good name.
Yeah, I like it.
In SMS Classic, so the Y cam up and down is inverted, whereas in HD, it's the direction you hold, like up goes up, down goes down. So which means re-entering Noki, the entire input in this game is just up and Y, and that's it. Whereas in Classic Sunshine, it's up, then Y, then down. So technically, re-entering Noki is a little bit faster each time.
But that's like the only place where that's useful.
Right. It's very specific and niche, but it's technically true.
It's really bad for Piana 6.
Yeah, and I was commenting on it, like, oh, cool, re-entering Noki's fast, that's awesome. And then I get to Noki 3, I hover, and immediately I'm like, oh, fuck, this sucks.
And Eel's really bad, too.
Yep, I mean, that goes without saying.
One thing, before we, like, continue shitting on Super Mario Sunshine, this is from purely a speedrun point of view. What does everybody think about it? Like, put yourself in a casual mindset, right? If you're buying 3D All-Stars, you haven't played it since you were a kid, or you've never played them, what do you think of Sunshine casually?
I'll let Paper go first.
I mean, I think it's still bad because the port was done, you know, poorly. But, like, if you're playing it for the first time, like, it's still going to be fun. You're going to enjoy the experience, but the game's not going to feel as good as the original.
I just didn't want to start as curmudgeonly as we seem to be. Like, all sitting here being people that have played 6 or more years of Super Mario Sunshine Classic. And we're all just like, yeah, this is fucked up. The controls are different. This is kind of dumb. This one specific area. Serena 6 looks like a shit show. all these specific things, and it's just like, if you're buying it for the first time, whatever, we're not gonna be the meme that's
I've got a disclaimer for that though.
Sure.
So when you talk from a casual standpoint, even today, like, casual gamers care a lot about frame rates, right? Whenever you see like a trailer for the new Sony press conference, if a trailer looks like in 15 FPS, people are gonna be like, oh, 15 FPS raffle. And people constantly complain about how, like, even like next gen games today aren't going to be all 60 FPS. Well, Sunshine has a lot. Well, okay, I gotta ask this question: Paper Trey, did you get digital or physical version of the game?
I got digital.
Digital.
Okay, so I've talked to a few people who've gotten the physical version of the game, and including me. The game runs extremely poorly on the physical version when docked. Like, in Delfino on digital, Delfino runs poorly. Delfino Plaza, that is.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I had the digital version, right? And I think the game runs poorly everywhere. And
See, I thought that Delfino Plaza ran by far the worst in my experience, but there was, like, occasionally maybe some random stage in Bianco or somewhere in Gelato might lag every now and then. But, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I've heard... go ahead, Paper.
I think when I was playing it, I made a comment on every single level on where I got a lag drop.
Wow.
It happened on every shine I played. There was like
What it could have been is I could have just been sort of adjusting to the lag and not really like picking up on it as much in a way, but
maybe.
Yeah, I'm usually not
a
stickler.
It wasn't 60 FPS, so like.
No, I'm usually not a stickler for lag and stuff or frame drops, but I've had so many times in the SD version, like when I just am free running around Delfino Plaza. You know the, like, strip of buildings to the right of the Noki Bay lookup thingy?
Yeah.
When you're around that, I don't know if it's, like, the same for digital or worse for physical, but it legit drops to 10 frames per second when you run around that.
Okay,
stuff.
What I've noticed, and this actually came after my 120 playthrough, I was, like, sort of fucking around a little bit. I was going to do a thing where I tried to infinite flutter to the island, as you do, right?
Yeah.
And so... I was setting up for it. I got Yoshi. I was facing backwards away from the island to start doing the backwards flutter to get there. And for some reason, I couldn't even start doing it because when you're on the shore in Delfino Plaza, facing away from the island, at least on my copy, there was just like, it would drop to like 20 FPS consistently in that particular spot. I have no idea why. But on that same token, and the best way I put it on my stream was, somehow Nintendo played an Uno reverse card on the lag in this game. Because the Mansa fights, the
perfect
making a million stars appear, getting stuck in the statue, the places that are supposed to be laggy run almost flawlessly. I don't know like what witchcraft they use. Somehow the laggy stuff feels good, and mundane stuff will have like 20 FPS every now and then. Like, how does it even work?
I think it's just a terrible and lazy emulator. I mean, that's all it is. And like, it, we're being so like depressing about this game. But like,
we'll get to good stuff eventually, don't worry.
Yeah, but like, man, Mansa didn't drop a single frame for me the entire shine.
Mansa ran
amazing.
It was
nuts. It was absolutely nuts. But when I go into a secret level where there are very few assets, just like a bunch of blocks, I legit would get to the end of Rico 4 where there are a total of like 4 assets on the screen. It would drop just quickly to like 15, 20 FPS for a quick second. And it would just lag throughout all the secrets for me. Just in
the physical version definitely seems worse than digital.
Yeah, okay, and Noki and Rico, the overworlds, if you're just jumping around and like climbing to the top of Noki and Rico, like the game runs at 20 FPS consistently. Like it's just so bad on physical. I don't know how they messed it up so much, but my disclaimer is, if you want to enjoy this game casually, do not get physical if you care about frame rates, and it is extremely jarring, the frame rates. The frame rate
though,
issue.
If you care about the collector value of it, then get the physical.
Yeah. I mean, just I honestly would just say don't play Sunshine, just play Galaxy in 64. So
true.
Because it's so sad. I was saying earlier in the Discord, like, Galaxy in 64 run absolutely perfect. They didn't drop a single frame for me yet. And Sunshine is just like, it's awful. It's like way worse than it's way worse than the original game when it comes to performance and frame rates. And like nowadays, today, like that's a big deal in gaming. Like people take that stuff seriously. So it's just
from my perspective, casually, if you get the digital copy, so there's less lag, and you haven't really played the first game that much, so you don't really have any built-in muscle memory for the way the camera should work, I think it's great casually. But like again, if you've played SD Classic Sunshine quite a bit, and you're used to how the camera works, you might struggle for a bit. And basically, the more experience you have, like us, for example, like multiple years of experience with that camera, it's going to feel a lot worse because it just, they force this entirely inverted camera upon you and you can't change it, which kind of sucks.
That also, in my opinion, is unacceptable in games today. Like, the fact that you can't change the inverted controls just doesn't make sense. They literally, like, you could literally just add it in that select menu where you can like return to title screen. Like Mario Galaxy literally has like a special menu just for the co-op star mode. They could have just added that, like, oh, switch inverse controls mode, but no. Like in games today, every game lets you switch inverse controls, but not this game because they didn't want to put any effort into making it at all.
They could have even put it into the actual Sunshine options thing in place of the beatboxing Piazza, which is mysteriously missing. You know, like the surround sound guy, they got rid of him. It's sad.
For sure. It's just, there's a lot of
they get rid
things.
Of the Piazza, but then they add in the worst red coin start sound effect ever.
Oh, this is my next point.
next point on the note list.
All right, so every time you do a red coin secrets, a Piantissimo race, the blooper race, which is quite a few different shines, they replaced the usual starting race sound effect with what sounds like a sensor beep. And we don't know if it's like an emulator issue or that was actually a sound effect they chose for some reason. It's just very out of place, though.
I think most people are saying it was just an emulator issue. They couldn't get it to sound right, so they just quickly added in a terrible sounding sensor beep because Nintendo and laziness, right?
How do you go through your like list of sound effects, pull out that one, and then you're like, yep, this is a great one. Keep that.
What's crazy is that Nintendo has just an enormous catalog of potential sound effect assets they could use from just previous titles and stuff. They could have chosen anything, but they just went with a single beep. Like, race start, Mario's swearing, I guess. It's just so weird.
That's Sid, what are your thoughts on that?
On the censor beep?
Yeah.
I really didn't notice it until Rats pointed it out for like the seventh time. I was like, oh, I guess that does sound wrong. Well, it's because I've been running on JP for like, I guess, 8 months at this point. So I didn't even recognize. There's no sound in the Japanese version of SMS Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, oh, yeah, oh, there's a censor beep. All right, whatever. It didn't bug me nearly as much as a lot of
other people. At the end of the day, this is just like a super nitpick by us, like, super hardcore Sunshine players, so it's not a big deal, but it's just
but it's still just, like, it's bad. Just, like, if I'm playing the game casually and I hear that noise, I'm like, ooh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. But like, all these little things just add up and it just makes the game feel really shitty.
Yeah, there's really no like singular bad thing about this port. It's just death by a thousand paper cuts, I guess. Death by a thousand papers.
Paper. So
who would win, 1,000 papers or 3 video editing trays?
I don't know.
So are those all the gripes? Are those?
No, there's more.
There's more. All right. I don't know how long this list is. I didn't.
Wait, actually, I thought there was more. I'm checking right now.
All right. If that is the end of the list, okay. So starting with paper, how do you think Super Mario Sunshine HD will affect like Super Mario Sunshine Classic? Like, will HD have an influx of runners? Will Classic get like some people to jump off of that? Like, I don't know what do you guys think?
I think any person that was a Classic runner originally that plays HD now will switch back at some point. Like, the game just is so much worse that they're going to play HD for a while and then probably switch back, I think. But I think overall it's good. It's going to raise like viewership because more people are going to be watching just general Sunshine because it's the same game still. It's just released on a different system.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some, like, maybe semi-serious runs done. Like, Nebulet actually got a sub-120 pretty recently. And I think it's going to be pushed down even more. But, well, especially because I think theoretically this version can be faster with the combination of faster load times. And you can randomly beat Serena 6 in, like, 10 seconds. I don't know what causes that, but you can do it. It's pretty nuts. And, there's either going to be, like, people who haven't ran Sunshine before will pick this game up because of the novelty of it. There's, like, that, it's still, like, in that honeymoon phase where it's, like, a novel thing to play, and it's like, oh, I can grab a top 10 time for free because it's a brand new thing. But when that wears out, pretty much everyone's going to come back to OG Sunshine, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think this game could be, like, a sort of Mario 64 VC to N64 thing where people, like, they'll start out on the Switch version, and like runners will tell them, yo, the GameCube version's way better, and that's the version people actually take seriously. So eventually, like, runners will like switch from the Switch version to GC if they're willing to like get all the stuff necessary. Like, if they don't have,
I actually just thought of something else. There's eventually going to come a point where, like, maybe a few years down the line, the majority of people like who aren't already speedrunners play the Switch version because it's way more accessible, and they already become used to the new camera controls, so maybe they wouldn't even bother switching to GameCube because they're used to that camera.
Well, I don't think camera's that big of a deal, though. I think it's
kinda, sort of fucked me up big time.
no, yeah, for sure, but like, I got used to it by the time I was like halfway through the game, I think.
I don't know, even like in the final shine I was doing, I was still mixing up my Y direction.
See, sure. The funny thing is, you say it's more accessible, but it's only more accessible for 6 months.
Oh, true.
Oh, true. I forgot about that. True.
True.
So like, true. At the end of March, like, sure, everybody's going to come in and be like, oh, Sunshine's sick, Galaxy's sick, SM64 sick, and maybe there's some crossover in that at that moment. But like, at the end of March, at the beginning of April, everybody's going to be like, well, I literally can't buy it unless I buy it on eBay, and unless they extend it or something, maybe. But at that point, that's going to be the most like, it's going to be just as accessible as the Wii version, I guess, in some ways.
I always forget that it's like a limited time only thing.
So it's like a limited. See, that's why I think that eventually, like, this is going to be a limited release for however many months it is, and then in a couple years down the road, there's actually going to be a remake, or they'll put it on VC, or they'll do something. I don't know what they'll do, but
I think it'd be dope if Nintendo is using this as a trial period, and they gauge all the complaints. They listen to this podcast episode. They hear the complaints we have, and they fix all of it in an actual single game release that's just available forever, and it's perfect.
And they put back R in the Flood tutorial.
And yeah, they fix all the voice the acting button for Flood.
But yeah, like you're right. Like, it's more accessible for more speedrunners. Like, people could potentially be like, oh, I like playing this game. It seems fun. Oh, there's an active speedrun community for this. Oh, they seem like they're doing quote-unquote meme runs of this game. What's the actual real run? They look into SMS. Like, there could be some crossover with that. But then, again, there's a brick wall at the end of March. And then it's just like, huh, well.
Yeah, it's just this little generation, this six-month generation of Nintendo fans, I guess, that are gonna that are might go through that. But yeah,
like it's gonna be like Melee and like the Doc Kids or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, I was a 3D All Stars runner, and now I play the Wii version, and it's just it's an interesting way to think about it. But I think it's healthy. Like I've looked at Twitter and seen the memes where it's just like the OG Sunshine Runners, or not even Sunshine Runners, just the OG players, nostalgia fiends of Super Mario Sunshine, that look at Super Mario Sunshine and go like, oh well, these are shitty ports, you know, you guys quit having fun, kids, you know. I've seen all those memes, and I'm just sitting there going like, I'm not doing that to anybody playing the game, I don't care. But I don't know, it's just funny to see everybody's speedrunning interaction with it.
Well, yeah, those memes are so dumb. Like, there's literally no one telling anyone to not have fun because it's a bad port. It's just not like a real human interaction. Right?
I guess. Maybe to some. I don't know. I've been trying to be like, you know what? If you're playing it casually,
if someone's
fine.
Enjoying a game that I don't give a shit. Like, good for them.
How's collecting blue coins for everybody?
Honestly, I was getting pretty used to menuing each time, but I would prefer if they got rid of the text box entirely.
You can actually menu that thing ridiculously fast, like not saving. You can, like, do it in, like, 2 frames or something if you're super
menuing
optimal.
Menuing wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to what happens with Super Mario Sunshine speedrunning after this. Like, if there's going to be an influx of classic watchers, or if the next time I stream Super Mario Sunshine, they'll be like, wait, this isn't HD? Bullshit. Like, I wonder what will happen. I don't know. I'm interested.
I want my content back.
Yo, these cutscenes look like shit.
Dude, that water looks like ass.
This game's in 4x3.
Crazy.
Do we want to go over some of the things that might be better though, from a casual perspective? Did we even do that?
Sure.
I mean, that's all I can really say is it's upscaled, and widescreen is nice.
There's more language options.
Yeah, that's cool. Paper.
What else is there? Oh, wait. There's a...
Dude, I don't have anything good to say about this game.
It's on the Switch.
It's on the Switch.
That's true. It's on the Switch. I can take it places.
Yeah. Seems cool.
In my playthrough, I realized something that's actually technically in Classic Sunshine, but you can't see it because it's not widescreen. When you go into Rico 8, a Piazza on the far right side of your screen descends from the heavens.
Yeah.
And I tweeted about it, and now the world knows, so great.
Cool story,
he's a,
bro.
He's a good guy.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome, bro.
Some nerdy shit, bro.
But I'm saying it's a positive addition to the game, but there you go.
Like, I don't know. Overall, it's fine.
No, I think it's still fine casually. Just don't get physical version. But, yeah. I don't know.
But nobody's going to take it seriously. Or nobody's taking it seriously yet. I still fail to read Japanese players. Like, I don't know if Japanese players are taking it super seriously. I don't know if they're memeing just like all of the American runners that are currently memeing about it. Like, I still don't know where the divide is. But whenever they tweet about it, it seems like Tobo's genuinely proud of his Super Mario Sunshine speedrunners. But there's definitely a language barrier there, and I don't quite know if he's just like, oh yeah, memes. Or like, he's like, oh yeah, great, I'm amazing. I don't know. I still don't know.
Oh yeah, it's so awesome that you can beat Serena 6 in like 2 seconds.
What does everybody think about that?
It's just a lazy emulation.
I think that's funny. I think it's great.
It's funny. But it's just another lazy emulation problem that they couldn't fix because they didn't care, I guess. I don't know.
So there's like a tweet from a guy, like it was like Mikazuki, whatever his name was, a Japanese player. And he literally just sprays some grass where no goopy there is and beats the stage in like 15 seconds.
I remember like, what that the fuck? Clip. He doesn't even like spray any of the goop. He just like goes away from the entire level.
He throws a barrel onto like the beach and then sprays the grass and he's done.
I don't know. And there's 2 seconds of time save for every load. Right?
Boy, 2 seconds. Whoa.
For every shine? That's a lot.
I still don't care enough.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, it's weird. It, like, looking at this, if there was cutscene skip with the 2 seconds of load time difference, like, if it was all the same.
2 seconds per load? That's a lot.
Yeah, I think it was Zelpiku that tweeted out, like, today. It's 1.3 seconds loading in, and then 0.8 seconds loading back out.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, this is if this was good, wow.
2 times 44.
Well, get hyped for that actual remake after the 6 month trial period.
If someone really gets good at this version, like it could get way less than the current SMS 80% if it actually got optimized.
So the newest of zoomers to SMS will put this down to like 110 and then be like, cool. I guess.
It's going to be a 110 with a 4-tooth eel. His eel's like fucking impossible.
Yeah, eel is really hard.
Like the combination of the slow-ass hover and the inverted Y controls is just a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a question I have a question for Trey and Paper, though. What did you guys set your map button mapping to?
I definitely toyed around with it for like 30 minutes before starting the game up. So I put the right stick click is what the Y cam is supposed to be normally, which is obviously terrible. So I put that on my, like the top button. Where's my controller?
I think that's X. Yeah, that's X. Yeah.
Okay, then I put my X on my Y, B, the right one.
That's A.
A.
A. A? I don't know. I'm looking at an Xbox controller, that's why.
X is on top, A is on the right, B is on the bottom, Y is on the left.
They mix them up on the Xbox. Okay, so yeah, I pretty much set it up to where it's most similar to the button layout on a GameCube controller. And then I put my alternate jump button on the left trigger, which was the Z menu, and the Z menu I put on the right stick click. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody mentioned the Z menu thing. That lags a lot too, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of funny.
It was just a whole part of the lag issue. But the Z menu just makes it hilariously funny because it just, like, it moves so slowly.
Dude, imagine if this game came out 2 months ago before the button mapping Switch update happened.
Oh, yeah.
That would be ass.
That would have been terrible.
I'm not trying to do Y-turn wall kicks with flicking my stick.
When I was Rats was telling me a bunch of stuff before the game came out, and he was just like, well, right stick is Y input, so in order to put over the shoulder cam, you have to click in your right stick. And I was like, oh, that sounds horrible. And he's just like, it's physically impossible to do a GWK, or it's like as hard as possible, but like still barely possible, maybe. I don't know, I'm not quite that good at the game. And then Trey, like, joined the conversation. He's just like, you know, you can remap the controls. And Rats is just like, oh. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that makes it probably a lot better.
Yeah, see, you can remap controls, which is awesome, but it doesn't fix the forced camera direction they force on you for both Y mode and C stick.
Yep. I don't know. It's interesting being a Sunshine speedrunner and having them remaster the game. Yeah. And being as passionate as you were about the game, and then being like, oh, well, it's just a lot, like, sure, it's worse in some areas, and it's like, not from a casual perspective, nobody would really realize this. Maybe the frame drops, everybody would notice, but, like, casually, it seems perfectly fine, but also the camera controls are way different in certain respects. It's just, for specifically us, it's really tough. This is what I'm getting.
Yeah, basically what I mentioned earlier, I think, is that the more experience you have with classic SMS, the worse it feels.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's the good sign of a, that's the sign of a good port, everyone.
Quan, we were talking about Final Fantasy VII and stuff, and how Final Fantasy VII is like, the remake is somehow made for the people that like were huge fans or had played it in the past. And this remake of Sunshine is specifically not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just funny to have both sides of that coin. So everybody's tried the other games. Anybody have any comments on SM64?
I guess we can get into Mario 64 now.
Yeah.
I suck at this game.
Yeah.
As you can see, if you're watching the video, So I've never played Mario 64 before. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of speedruns of this game. Like, the first speedrun I ever saw was when I was like 10 years old, the first ever 16-star TAS of the game. And I've seen this game a lot. And I also played the Mario 64 DS remake, an actual good remake, by the way, 2004. So I felt like, okay, going into this, even though I never played the OG SM64 myself, I've seen it so much, and I've played a remake of it a long time ago. This should be easy, right? But this game's hard, a lot harder than it looks. And there were some levels that I spent probably longer than I would care to admit on, but I don't have to admit it. You're seeing it firsthand right now, potentially.
See, I don't cast any disrespect on you for having a lot of trouble finding the 8 red coins. Like, if you don't know where the 8 red coins are, you're just, I don't know, it's just finding random coins in the level. I don't know.
There's one ledge in CCM that's so hidden, dude.
Other than that, I don't know. It seems fine. Watching Trey's gameplay was cool. All the SM64 runners, there are SM64 runners that are playing it the same kind of way that the Sunshine players are. Playing Sunshine. And seems cool. Seems fine. Watching it as a pure casual, like, I played SM64 when I was 4 years old, and it was one of those games that I played over and over again, like OOT. And, like, if I played it now, I wouldn't notice the camera controls or anything like that. So it's, like, the exact opposite of everybody with Super Mario Sunshine. Like, everybody that played Super Mario Sunshine as a kid and coming to it now, they're probably like, oh, the camera control seems fine. Like, I don't feel anything different. But it's the exact opposite, but it's been, what, upwards of 18 years since the original release, so what? Like, how much are they going to actually notice? With SM64, I probably wouldn't notice, and well, that's the exact same.
This is my story of the whole 3D All-Stars. Once I got the game, I put it in my Switch, immediately booted up Sunshine, ran around Airstrip. It lagged horribly, just running around Airstrip. The controls were god-awful, so I just quickly booted out of Sunshine. I did not want to play that game. I did not think I was going to play it, but I did end up getting 120 shines. Then I just immediately just played Mario 64 for 4 straight hours and got all 120 stars, and I thought it was just a really good experience. It's just like, it's probably the best version of 64 I played. Unless you like speedrunning, because yes, there are a few speedrunning things that are patched. Most importantly, BLJs.
What's your 16 star time, Quan?
It's like 18 minutes.
Okay, so you've at least like ran the game for like a little bit, so yeah. You didn't think the camera was like hard to get used to at all?
A little bit. Well, I didn't really try to do a lot of speedrun stuff, but when I did, yeah, the camera would mess me up because I still have a little muscle memory for like which C button to press or whatever. Because C buttons are inverted, or like the C camera or whatever. And the cannon shooting is inverted. But for some reason, flying is not inverted, so it's kind of weird. But, I mean, no, I got that wrong. They changed it from inverted to normal in canon and the camera. But flying stayed inverted, which was in the original. So it was kind of weird, but it made flying easy for me at least. But, yeah. Other than that, and like, no notches on 64 is pretty big deal because that game is so, it's like setup dependent in the speedrunning. So that kind of threw me off when I tried some speedrunning stuff, but other than that, I thought it was just, it just ran perfectly and it was fine. I had a lot of fun. Played for 4 hours straight and got all 120 stars.
What about you, Paper?
I actually haven't played 64 yet.
Okay, but you played Galaxy?
I played Galaxy, yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that after this. So as a person who played a lot of Sunshine, but has never touched 64 in his whole life, I just wanted to note some things that I noticed being like so used to Sunshine controls. First of all, side flips are really hard to do in 64 for some reason.
Yeah.
And I could be just like doing it wrong, but like I swear you have to have like at least some momentum built up to like even do it at all. Whereas Sunshine, you could pretty much be like in place and instantly get a side flip, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, side flipping is way different in 64.
Yeah.
So yeah, side flipping, I was having trouble getting used to. But
That's a big thing in 64 versus Sunshine is momentum's a big deal in 64 to do a lot of moves and stuff. Mm-hmm. When Sunshine, it's you can do all your moves really with no momentum at all.
Yeah, Sunshine, you can just do like the second highest move, spin jumping, like in place. So it's kind of nuts. But other than that, camera was kind of pissing me off. But I feel like I hate complaining about 64's camera because it feels so cliche. You see everyone complain about that. And it's like, I don't know. I just want, you know, full 360 range of motion. I want a smooth camera. Although I'm aware
you're complaining about the initial release controls for
yeah, I know. I mean,
Super Mario 64.
As a person who hasn't even played the game, this is just my thoughts on the game, not even the remake. Okay,
it's
or
like
the port.
It's like somebody coming to SMS and being like, "These controls suck. This camera sucks."
But it's crazy. It baffles my mind that anyone can complain about Sunshine's camera because it has, you can do a 360 wherever you want, like smoothly. And I'm aware that the like directional, like instant 45 degree change each time you touch the camera button is helpful for speedruns, but casually I found it like pretty awkward to get used to.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good camera.
But I mean, it's the first of its kind. You really can't fault it. Yeah. Perfect game. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. It's a masterpiece, really.
Masterpiece game. Other than that, you know, it's pretty fun. It's, again, it's a lot harder than it looks. I knew it was going to be harder than it looks, but it even exceeded that. So I got about 71 stars in 6 hours, including some of the longer ones, like some 100 coin stars and stuff. Hoping to finish that playthrough probably tomorrow. And I'll make a bigger point to put in the title, no spoilers. I wasn't thinking that I would be spoiled anywhere because I assumed, oh, I know everything. I've seen so many speedruns. There was a lot of stuff I didn't really know what to do.
Dude, I was trying to block all the spoilers, and at some point Trey was like trying to undermine me. I'm just like, dude, I'm just trying to make everybody...
No, I appreciate that. I was just thinking like, it was just crazy to me because I felt like I knew everything, but then when I realized I didn't, it was like, it was eye-opening to me.
Yesterday was the first time I've ever like actively tried to moderate a chat, and chat turned on me on a few moments, and I was just like, dude, I'm just trying to keep spoilers out of the chat. If you want a hint, type smile. Like I was trying to be like the typical mod in Trey's chat, and people were not there. There were a lot of people that were genuinely offended when I like deleted their message, and they were just like, oh, I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to spoil, and I was just like, yeah, but like don't. And then they kept referencing, it's like, oh yeah, Sid's a bitch, he just keeps removing all the spoilers. And I'm just like, I can't, what? I just,
okay, don't worry, next time I'll put no hints in the title. You won't have to work as hard.
I was trying my best, dude. I was just like, people were typing in chat like Feasible Weasel. I couldn't do anything about Feasible Weasel because she's also a mod in your chat, but I couldn't keep her. Like, I was removing every hint to where the last cool mountain red coin was. Because you were just struggling on it. I was just like, it'd be like zero satisfaction if Trey just reads it in chat. And, just, oh, it's just here. But, like, I don't know. The clip ended up being pretty good of you ending up actually finding it. And there were a few people in chat being like, I can't. Like, I literally can't leave until he finds this because it's been 45 minutes of the rest of my life. watching this guy look for this eighth red coin that I know exactly where it is.
Wait, was and the, like 45 was the minutes. Last was the last coin the one on the ledge by that weird like ice thingy? The ice wall? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't find that shit.
He was like, I've been he died twice at seven red coins. And at some point he was just like, you know what? I'm looking the entire area. Hey, I'm at wall kicks will work because I'm looking here for red coins. I guess I'll just do this star and then I'll he covered the entire island except for that ledge. He covered the slide like three times, and it's just like it was refreshing just to watch somebody casually play through SM64.
No, that ledge is tricky though. I definitely, back when I was younger playing through the games, that red coin always gave me problems. I always forgot that ledge existed.
Yeah. I was trying to like picture the speedrun route in my head. I'm like, I know they go here, they get this one that's behind the ledge or like the wall, but like where the fuck is the eighth one? I've looked everywhere.
I like that every time you reviewed it in your head, it's like they do this coin and then they do something and then they're here, and I'm just like, in that something there's something there, Trey. It's just in that something.
I couldn't put the pieces together, I guess.
It's
but yeah, it's pretty crazy. And yeah, again, I'll put no hints in the title next time. I think that hopefully I know everything. There's probably gonna be some stuff like, oh, there's some pretty cryptic stuff in the upstairs stages, I bet. Crap.
Yeah,
there's like a monkey in that one mountain level. Fuck.
There is definitely a monkey in that one mountain level. You are right.
But yeah, it should be fun. That's all I got for that, I guess.
All right, everybody that's played Galaxy.
Hand raised.
Hand raised.
Trey has not played Galaxy.
I'm gonna play that last in this thing.
I know that. So starting with Paper, what do you think?
I think Galaxy got done the best. Like, nothing's wrong with the game. Playing with the controller is cool. The sensor bar works nicely. Like, there's just actually good things to say about it.
That's so nice.
It was a happy experience. It was fun to play the game again.
Did gyro controls transition well?
Yeah, because I started using them in Breath of the Wild, so it was actually really easy to get into the habit of doing it for, like, star bits.
Well, actually, so were you guys playing with Joy-Cons or Pro Controller?
Pro Controller.
Joy-Cons.
I feel like Joy-Cons is needed for a more authentic Galaxy experience, but Pro Controller felt fine to you, Paper?
I mean, I would say I had a pretty good experience with the Pro Controller.
Okay.
So overall, it looks really good, right?
Yeah. HD. Woo, woo, woo. Big graphics. Bang, bang. Good job, Nintendo.
They mapped the spin. You can map the spin trick to a button.
That's good.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
It's already mapped by default.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you can do it by shaking your Joy-Con or something, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do it both ways.
Or shake your whole Pro Controller like an Odyssey.
I was never, like, recently playing Galaxy. I know people that play Galaxy, they don't really complain about the spin all that much. There are a lot of people that do complain about it, though. Like, Mario, I've heard Mario Sunshine players in the past and everything just complain about the spin in Galaxy. When I played it and when I speedran it once, like the 10-hour Luigi speedrun I did that one time, I really didn't think it all that bad. But is it, like, markedly better without it? Or
it's just more precise.
What do you guys think?
It's just way more precise. Other than that, like, spinning is fine, but having it mapped to Y is precise. And apparently, I've read some Valu tweets, it's, like, much better for speedruns, too. You can do more, like, frame-perfect stuff, I guess. I don't know.
He was talking about some, like, frame-perfect ground pound out of spin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I think Galaxy is actually the only game that, like, really looks like they did stuff to it. It just looks like you can give it the remaster, I guess, like, sort of title, I would say. It looks, the game is 60 FPS, never drops frames. It looks almost as good as Odyssey. It even looks better than Odyssey at some points with, like, the shading and stuff and the colors. And the game just, like, plays really well. It's just, I don't know.
I wish Nintendo wouldn't pick favorites.
Yeah, the star bit collecting is, like, really good. It's so easy to, like, also, what do you call it? Recalibrate. It's so easy to recalibrate the sensor. And apparently, like, star bit collecting is way easier because, like, the range of where you collect how much or where you can
yeah,
collect the
I
starters
heard that too.
Is way bigger. So it's just like an easier experience too. So yeah, I think Galaxy was great.
And did you guys play with the default controls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. I'm looking forward to that then.
That's all I've heard about this 3D All-Stars set. It's just like, yeah, if you're a hardcore SMS player, not for you. If you're a hardcore SM64 player, not for you. Galaxy might be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I've heard.
Yeah, I bet we're going to see some Galaxy speedruns might change. Well, again, as the six-month time period, who knows? But
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
for now.
It's going to be booming for 6 months.
It's
and then after 6 months...
dead.
Yeah,
it's so just going to be a thing where it's like... Sorry.
In April, people are going to be off of eBay, people are going to be selling those things for like $300. It's like, oh, if you want to speedrun this, you have to get this $300 3D All-Stars box. And
no,
it's like,
what it's going to be is like, you better buy it in the 6 month time frame. If you even have like the slightest inkling that you might want to speedrun this game, you better get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yes, dude. In 2020, all we can think about is our speedruns.
True.
So is anybody missing... So the meme that came out of the release, like the two weeks ago, when they talked about the 35th anniversary and this was all announced, basically. Super Mario Galaxy 2, noticeably absent from any of the references. Is anybody missing Galaxy 2? Is this package enough? Are people still actively mad? Does anybody see any of that sentiment online? I don't know.
I think adding Galaxy 2 would have made up for the fact that SMS got done dirty.
True. I mean, I personally don't.
I think it would have been cool to have Galaxy 2 on here just so I could finally play it for the first time, but I don't really... I'm more confused than mad, I guess. Like, I don't really care that much, but, yeah.
I only played Galaxy 2 for, like, 4 stars and got bored because it's, like, an even more linear Galaxy 1. And I don't really like linear platformers, but 3D platformers, but I don't know. I probably would have enjoyed
so
it on this
the 3D
this
World Runner?
No, that's a whole different animal. Don't get me started on that game.
Right, because speedrunning is different than playing it casually, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly my thoughts on Four Swords Adventures, the most linear Zelda game. Not that great casually single player, but speedrun-wise, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's next, Mediator Sid?
Dude, I got like... We talked about Super Mario Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest take from watching Trey play Super Mario Sunshine is that way too many people want people that ran Sunshine to take new HD seriously for no reason.
Yeah, like, dude, okay, let me just walk you through my streaming experience, and I'm sure that you can relate to this paper. Pretty much every new shine, a new chatter will show up asking one of two questions. A, are you thinking of running this game? B, how does this control?
Yeah, I would say I answered those pretty much every other shine.
I feel like I was like a broken record. Like every minute, I was answering the same question over and over again. And you got to the point where it's like, I should have made a command for this. This is way too much.
And then once you answered the control question or the are you going to speedrun question, the next question is going to be something along the lines of, if the specific qualms that you had, the problems that you had with the controls weren't there, would you consider running the game? It's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like,
in this theoretical world that doesn't exist, would you run this game that's almost identical to the original game? Like, no, and yeah. That's a weird question, so no. But like, okay, I get it. See, when I was newer to speedrunning, I thought world records were everything myself. Like, some of us might. It's like, oh man, he has a world record. This guy's a god among men. And people are like, oh, brand new game. Strike while the iron's hot. You get some free world records, baby.
Uh-huh.
But the more you speedrun, the more you realize it's not the quantity of speedruns, it's the quality of speedruns. And if you're just, you know, slapdash getting a world record in a brand new game, sure, you'll get that 15 minutes of fame, but in the long run, no one's going to give a shit about you. So, that's just how it is.
Dude, my 80% record just got roasted in front of me.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm roasting Nebulat too. Fuck you, Nebulat.
Does anybody think there's Does anybody think there's going to be like a new generation of runners? See, SM64 pretty much nipped all of it in the bud, where like anything after N64 is really not regarded as anything. Like they went through it with Wii VC and all that stuff, and it's just like N64's. You can speedrun on other consoles, fine, but the like. If you're not speedrunning on N64, you're not going to get nearly as much respect. But this is the first interaction that Sunshine really has with that, because this is the first re-release of it at all. So does anybody think there's going to be like some sort of, like, I don't want to say J. Cool-esque, but I guess I'll say J. Cool-esque, like...
What, person that comes in and tries to unite the boards or something?
Yeah, something like that.
J. Cool 2.0. Sorry, go ahead,
baby. I mean, possibly, like, I think having them separate right now is fine. Like, I think there's enough differences about them. And, like, who are the people who are playing? Like, there's no one that's really playing HD right now that was, like, not a former SMS runner.
But it's only, what, day five? Day four?
Yeah, and it, out of 6 months, Sid.
Yeah, I know.
You were the one with this looming 6 month death timeline over here.
To be fair, I didn't say it was gonna die. I said I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo like extended it. Like for some reason, just ends at the end of March, but they might have a plan. But then again,
I do.
Yeah, well, they have a plan with some sort of release. Who knows?
Oh, you know what's funny? I actually just checked how they currently have it on speedrun.com on the Mario 3D All-Stars speedrun.com page. Mm-hmm. The most ran game right now by far with 29 times on it is Mario Sunshine.
Yay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Pretty insane.
Are there any names that you do not recognize at all?
I'm looking through here. There's a couple. For the most part, it's runners I already know, though, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Nebulad and Tobo and...
Yep, Nebulad currently on top with a 119.45. That can go way down, like we said. The super fast load times, the potentially like 30 seconds of time saving Serena 6 for no reason.
If you get good at the controls.
Yeah, whoever adjusted the camera the quickest is going to rule this game.
I don't think camera's like the biggest issue. I think just the nozzle stuff is the biggest issue when it comes to adapting to the game.
The nozzle stuff?
Yeah, oh, the
like
nozzle
separated.
Stuff.
It's all like kind of weird and different. And I guess the one big thing in speedrunning is the inverted, when you like do a directional spray or whatever.
Like, yeah, Piana 6 was really annoying.
Yeah.
Because in Piana 6, you know, for like the smaller Piantas and occasionally the bigger ones, you hold the spray waiting for the animation to finish off into a spam spray backflip dive over them. And usually you can just hold up and do that. Like, no big deal. Just go in that direction. You hold up. Easy. But in this game, holding up makes the nozzle go up instead of down. So your spam spray is actually going to miss. So you have to, like, hold down and then up when you actually start moving. It's really bizarre, but I'm sure you could adjust to it eventually.
Another thing that camera affects it is GWKDs. When you do a GWKD in SD Sunshine, you're already like pointed forward or whatever, you're moving forward and the camera will be pointing down so you can see where you're going well and you can easily control like what you're doing. In HD, you're automatically looking up already if you have momentum going forward. So you're like looking strangely into the sky, you don't know what's going on. It's just really weird and bad.
I kept doing that like in Sandbird and stuff. But actually, it didn't affect me too much in glitchy wall kick dives, because I think I have a habit of holding neutral when I do that, so I was just looking straight.
Really?
But I could see that being a serious problem holding up.
Okay. For my button mapping, I specifically put... Wait, were you able to do glitchy wall kick dives with your, like, X? With your, like...
Yeah, because it was very similar to a GameCube controller. It's like rolling between three in a row buttons. It's actually pretty easy.
I couldn't do it. I specifically mapped mine to like Y was X, jump was A, and dive was B. No, jump was X. Wait, what? Where is the controller, bro? I got it.
Okay, I'm looking at my controller right now. Last time.
I had so,
nobody knows the buttons of any current console.
Okay, okay, okay. So I had Are you going, Quan?
Yeah, I was just saying, I couldn't fathom, like, going from X, B, then Y pressing the buttons. Because when I GWKD in Sunshine, I do it, I just roll my thumb completely downward on the controller.
Yep.
So that's why I mapped jump to A and dive to B. So I could just quickly
do that. I did the exact
same
thing, yeah.
But it completely destroyed me in changing flood, because having flood change button on the left side of A is actually ridiculously hard to get used to. So that was why I didn't like any of the real control options I had.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to remember. So I think I had it as close as possible to GameCube as I could. So I'm pretty sure, yeah, I had A as X.
Yeah.
And then I had Y as B. And B as A, and X as Y.
That sounds so...
I'm literally staring at a Joy-Con just to, like, know what buttons you're talking about, and none of what Trey said permeated my brain at all.
Okay, so
I have no idea what he just said.
Basically, I had it set up in a way where I can roll my thumb from X to Y to B, which is like a straight down motion to a glitchy walking dive.
Okay.
But yeah, anyone listening, basically... The gist of what we're saying is you got to remap the controls like crazy to make it halfway playable.
Yeah.
Well, for a speed run.
And also, yeah, we're saying that I feel like we can encapsulate this 3D All-Stars box set. It's not a box set. It's just three games in a game. I don't know. If you're playing casually, fine. Go for it. Play it. Awesome. You know, if you're looking into getting into Super Mario Sunshine speedruns after that, you know, you can inquire as to how much it would be to get a Wii, or get a Wii from your aunt that has a Wii somewhere.
Or your neighbor.
Yeah, just find a Wii and then get a GameCube. But, like, that's past that. Like, if you want to play the game, this is a good introductory game or set of games for anybody looking to play them.
Not the physical version.
Unless you want to be a collector and don't care about the game itself.
But yeah. I've actually listened to a lot of like reviews of the game or people talking about the game. No one has like issues with the controls casually from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Besides some people who are a little thrown off by the no inverted camera, but other than that.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. Like, reviewers aren't going to be hardcore Super Mario Sunshine players, along the same lines as the Woofer ZFG tweet that I referenced earlier. They had to go to data miners, quote unquote, in order to realize that the boxes weren't supposed to be there in the secrets.
Oh, you guys,
and you can talk to
you guys want
to
hear
my
theory?
Any speedrunner. Go for it.
I have a theory on how those boxes are still there. I don't even think it was like a laziness thing. Well, I guess it is when you look at it empirically, but I think the people who just developed the emulator just didn't have a lot of knowledge of Sunshine or even really remembered that part of Sunshine. And I'm pretty sure no one bothered to go back and look through the original Sunshine. So I'm pretty sure the people who made that just thought that those like debug boxes were just supposed to be there in the game. That's just my theory on why they're there.
The people who made the original ISO for Dolphin and stuff?
No, the people who like made... this emulator for the Switch version of 3D All-Stars. I don't think they really bothered to go back and look at GC Bianco 6 to be like, oh wait, that's how that's supposed
to
look.
It's just weird how like every... So you're saying they looked at like what it already looks like on emulator because it already has it there?
I guess, as opposed to
an actual game?
I mean, they just made the emulator and then one team gave them the Sunshine thing, and then the emulation team just like looked at Bianco 6 or didn't look at it at all. I was like, I don't see a problem here because they probably don't remember those not being there. They didn't know they weren't supposed to be there in the first place. So that's my theory on why they're there.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fine. Like I was saying before, it's overall. And what I was saying about data miners. My point was that speedrunners are a small sect, you know? Like, reviewers are going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't hardcore run the game. This seems perfectly passable to me. And then they have to go to data miners in order to investigate if the blocks aren't there or there or aren't there in the regular and are there in the emulator, blah, blah, blah. We're not the be-all, end-all, right? Like, reviewers aren't going to care. Like, we're a small sect of... just speedrunning that cares. And I don't know. If you want to play casually, at the end of the day, Super Mario Sunshine or SM64 if you've never played it before, or Galaxy, even better if you haven't played Galaxy. Don't play Galaxy before this, and then play it here. That's the only thing. But other than that, like if you're just playing casually, perfectly fine. Can everybody agree on that?
I agree.
Not the frame drops. I'm still upset about the frame drops. I think that's unacceptable today. But other than that, sure.
Yeah. Paper?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And if it works out perfectly in our favor, I guess our community's favor, maybe there'll be some crossover. Maybe there'll be more viewers for Paper's stream or Trey's stream or my stream or SB's stream. Maybe
implying
be
I
never
stream anymore.
Yeah, true. But maybe there'll be
streaming.
Some. Yeah, maybe there'll be some crossover. Who knows? But all in all, I'm looking at it in the positive way. I am not gonna shell. The only reason I'm not gonna buy it is because I literally own all three of these games, and maybe if I really want to run Galaxy, because I've been talking about running Galaxy for like 5 months now, maybe if I really want to play Galaxy, I'll invest the $90 in order to buy this. But other than that, I just it would bum me out to play it, and I'm more willing to be like, you know what, I'm gonna watch casual players play it. Awesome.
Well,
I'd rather play Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Do we want to ask the super normie question though? Do you guys think this collection is worth $60 or $90 Canadian?
$90 Canadian.
For
me, no.
I think it's overpriced, but that's a pretty smart decision by Nintendo. It's the classic Nintendo model of pricing things up to make it seem like it's higher quality and worth the money. But, you know, from like a non-business standpoint, no, it's not worth that.
Paper?
I think 60 is fine. From our perspective, I think it's more bad because we all probably own the games.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty skewed, but $60 for three games from a casual perspective is probably pretty good.
Yeah, if you don't have access to two of the three games or all three games, yeah, it's worth 60 because it's three, like, some of the best Mario games out there. Could they have added like some things to actually put some charm in it? Like, could they have added like an art section or something to make it look like they did anything?
There's at least the soundtracks, but
even that just looks like it was lazily plopped in there, though, even on the title screen. But yeah, at least there's that one thing they put in there.
See, I think it would have been like last minute. I was thinking about just the box set and what they could have done or whatever, but this is before it even released, maybe before even the leaks. And I was thinking about it. It would have been, if they actually put like a lot of work into it, it would have been really nice to have the Super Mario 64 DS, like mini games in the main menu or like some sort of callback to everybody that's, because this is supposed to be 35th anniversary of Mario, right? It's supposed to be like some sort of, hey, you've been dedicated to these games for a while. Like some sort of harken back to the old times, whatever, if you've been participating. Sure, like a lot of new players can play these three games again or for the first time. But if you're coming back to them and being like, oh, I haven't played these games in so long. If you open up the main menu and just and there were just like a bunch of random, not Easter eggs, but like additions. Sure, there's the soundtracks, which is kind of nice, I guess. But it's not really the same thing. Like, I don't know, Super Mario 64 DS minigames, I think that would have been what I would look at and be like, oh my god, that's really cute, you know?
Maybe the thing, is that the reason I feel like it's not worth $60 is that there's no X factor. Like, there's nothing in this game that you can't just get anywhere else, technically.
Yeah.
There's, like, nothing new brought to the table aside from the convenience of the games all being here at once.
And but to be fair, like, I was just about to say, like, how much money would you have to invest in order to get the, maybe not original versions, but, like, can you get the Super Mario 64 Wii VC version? And, like, how much money would it be to get Galaxy, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario 64 on a Wii, like, right now?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, if you don't have any of these games, it's definitely worth the money.
Yeah, I think I've turned the corner. But for me, it's definitely no. Yeah. Definitely a no. Does anybody want to talk about the fact that Noki, Deep Sea of Marae, or Deep Sea of Mare, has been changed?
I mean, I get why they changed that. Like, why would they keep the Japanese name for that?
But that's just... I'm so sad.
But it's what it's called.
But that's my favorite song in the game. It's called Deep Sea of Marae. And then they call it, like, what, Noki Depths?
You didn't even know it was pronounced Marae until a week ago.
Yeah, but I don't care.
That's how much you like it.
I can see it. That's how I type it in YouTube. Deep Sea of Mare. If I type Noki Depths, YouTube doesn't know what the hell I'm typing. You know?
True.
Yeah. I don't know. I think overall we're fine. We're all cool. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
Do you have any more topics that are not related to Mario 3D All-Stars in gaming y'all want to bring up?
PS5. Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
I could definitely see myself buying the $400 digital-only version of it. It's a pretty good deal.
What?
Yeah, digital-only.
No disk drive.
The one without a disk drive is $100 cheaper.
You wouldn't be able to play your DVDs for your box sets of your series that you own.
Oh no!
That's a problem for me. I'm the only person that has that issue.
Oh, I can't use as a DVD player in the year 2020. Damn.
True. I can only watch Amazon Prime.
Isn't it crazy how the PlayStation's committed to DVD? They didn't even move to Blu-ray.
Crazy. I know nothing about the. I'm so absent from console wars stuff that I don't know. With the PlayStation 5 release, or not release, announcement, and everybody just complaining that they're not... It's so many people that I wouldn't expect are trying to pre-order this thing.
Yeah.
Like, sure, Thundershot's trying to play a guest we've had on the show, but he's new console guy, I'm assuming. And, like, all these people... But there's so many people, like... I can't think of anybody specific, but there's a lot of people that I saw on Twitter that were being like, "Oh, I can't get the pre-order," and I'm sitting there going, "Like, do you care? Really? Like, I'm surprised." And I'm just so far from new consoles. I'm on PC and Wii and Switch. Are that just kind of where I'm at right now? And using the PS4 for Amazon Prime Video. That's kind of all.
Y'all
I'm
see
at
that
right
new
now.
Harry Potter game though?
Yeah, that shit looks crazy.
I'm excited. It's like a JRPG style game, I guess.
It looks like it's an RPG where like your actions have consequences, I guess. It's not like a linear.
It's every decision matters, quote unquote.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it's not. Go for it.
When I saw the last PS5 press conference, I was like, "Oh crap! I need to pre-order one. This stuff looks dope." But then I thought about it deep in my heart, and the only reason I thought that was like pure FOMO, fear of missing out. If I had actually gotten the PS5 on the release, I don't even think I'd play it that much. I'm just gonna wait till like some games I really want to play come out, then I'll get the PS5. Probably the Harry Potter game, honestly.
That is actually what happened to me on the Nintendo Switch. Like, I bought it immediately with Breath of the Wild. And that is the only game I played on it for like 6 months or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Until like Odyssey came out. And then after Odyssey, it sort of snowballed from there. I had like maybe like a dozen games now, maybe a little bit more. But like definitely like at a console's release, usually there's not a whole lot going on. You got to wait a little bit for it to percolate and more games to show up. So.
That's exactly like how I got my new Nintendo Wii. Like I bought the Switch like 3 weeks out before Odyssey and got Breath of the Wild to play up until I got Odyssey, and then I got Odyssey, and then after that it just kind of dead. Like, I didn't use that console for anything, and I eventually traded it. I traded my Switch with one of my best friends for his Wii, or for his little brother's Wii, so that he and his little brother could play the Switch and I could use mine to speedrun Super Mario Sunshine, because I'm having disc issues or disc tray issues on my original. And eventually he was just like, I was just like, "Hey, Smash is coming out. Give me back the Switch." And he was like a couple weeks after that, he was just like, "Oh, are you going to give me back the Wii?" And I texted him back genuinely, like inquiring, like, "Do you actually care?" And he didn't respond. So I got a free, I feel like that's a good trade overall for a free Wii, or for a Wii, they got like, what, 5 months of new Switch? Like with, what, 4 games on it? It was like...
That's pretty good.
That's like Breath of the Wild, Odyssey, Splatoon 2, and I think one other game.
That's enough.
For a console they didn't play. Like, for a console that's, what, a decade old at that point? More? I feel like that's a good trade.
See, I was thinking that was the worst trade deal ever. If you traded your Switch for his Wii, and he wouldn't give the Switch back, so you literally just lost, like, $200.
Dude, if he did that, I would be like, dude, we've been friends since we were 10. Bro. Like,
no, man, you made this trade months ago. I'm not willing to trade back. I have a Switch now. How much have you played the Switch, Paper?
I've played it a fair amount more because I actually still don't own a Switch, technically. I've been using my roommate's Switch for any recent stuff. Yeah. But I've been playing it a lot more recently because I played Breath of the Wild a lot recently, and I played the new Mario game. And I'll probably get Odyssey at some point because I still haven't played that.
But... Tetris 99. Tetris 99 is a good game.
It's free.
And it's free. Unless you don't have online, in which case, rip.
I actually might not have online anymore.
So, with the new PS5, has anybody looked at any of the trailers? The only trailer that I watched was the Final Fantasy 16 trailer.
I pretty much only watched the Harry Potter one and whatever. I don't remember much else.
I'll be the expert here, then. I watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing?
The whole thing, and I only remember 2 trailers from the whole thing.
What trailers do you remember?
Final Fantasy 16, because I'm kind of a Final Fantasy boy.
Okay.
Now, only because of Final Fantasy 7, and it looks a lot more interesting than Final Fantasy 15, which I hated.
Wait, hold on. Can you actually tell from just a trailer that it looks better?
Just conceptually looks better, like... Okay. Characters, the direction, it's more like a medieval-ish type of thing.
Because I feel like there's a lot to those kind of games where you really got to play the game yourself to assess that.
Yeah, I'm not talking like gameplay and stuff like that. I'm just talking conceptually. Mm-hmm. It just looks more interesting narratively because I'm a big, like, I'm okay with games that don't have great gameplay, but the narrative and the story is really good. I'm right. Done with those games. So that game's interesting. And then obviously Harry Potter looks nuts.
So the only 2 trailers we actually already brought up.
Yeah. We've been needing a new Harry Potter game, and we get one. It looks so good. I'm definitely buying a PS5 as soon as that game comes out.
That game comes out 2021, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. They'll probably get delayed, like all games.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with Final Fantasy is that when you say it's Final Fantasy 16, there's no entry point for me. I don't go like, oh, the 16th edition of a game that I've never played. Like, there's no part of me that goes like, oh, Final Fantasy 16, it looks sick, I want to buy it. I'm like, I tried 6 for 20 minutes. I think I'm okay. Like, I feel like Final Fantasy is the most impenetrable series for me as somebody that's never played one. Am I wrong?
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't really have to play them in order at all or know anything about others. They're all one-offs, basically. The only thing that's consistent is, like the items, I guess, and how magic works and stuff. But, I mean, you can jump into any Final Fantasy and you won't be lost, per se. Like, when I played Final Fantasy 15, I didn't really know that all Final Fantasies were all, like, different. We're all, like, completely different stories. Had nothing to do with the prior. So I thought I was missing out on so much when they introduced characters. I'm like, oh, wait, was that guy from Final Fantasy 13? Was he from 12? Do I gotta know his backstory? But no, it's all just, like, a new game. You just kind of might want to have, like, a basic bare bones, like, background information on how these universes are, like, constructed, I guess, but other than that, I don't know. Final Fantasy is definitely not for everyone either. It's a super, well, most of them are all like super grindy JRPG types of games that have bad voice acting and very strange stories that probably don't make sense. So
is there actually not a single direct sequel in the entire Final Fantasy series?
10-2.
Yeah, I mean they have sequels within each other. Like Final Fantasy 7 has like 4 or 5 different type of spin-off games that go in with the thing, but they don't have the number next to them. really.
Yeah, that sounds similar to Fire Emblem, which is a series I got into about a year ago. Is the Fire Emblem series, there are a couple direct sequels, like the most well-known one being like Path of Radiance into Radiant Dawn. But again, they're each like mostly their own thing. You can pretty much play them by themselves. And it revolves around roughly the same mechanics. But I feel like, doesn't Final Fantasy change up their sort of gameplay system quite a bit throughout the series?
Yeah, I think like really early on, it's kind of turn-based-y. I don't know, I think you can change settings, but I think once you get to... I'm not an expert on Final Fantasy. I've only played like two, really, but... Yeah,
more of an expert than me.
Yeah, they change a lot, though, I'm pretty sure. From what I saw, though, Final Fantasy III, I played like 20 minutes of, and Final Fantasy VII have similar-ish combat. So maybe like the first seven are kind of similar, but after that, yeah, it definitely takes a huge shift prop. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but...
Yeah, again, I gotta start playing some of those games because I like JRPGs. I still gotta play Xenoblade 2 at some point, but then maybe I'll try out Final Fantasy.
I love Xenoblade 2. I still haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles, and I own that game, the first Xenoblade one.
First one?
Yeah.
It's a really sick game. I've heard the second one's not quite at the level of the first one, but I'll see for myself, I guess.
I think 2 is not nearly as good, like, story-wise, character-wise, even though I enjoyed it. And... if you like big anime tits, you'll love the game.
I know Reed loves that game for that reason.
But Xenoblade 2, I think combat is a lot deeper and more satisfying. It's really hard to understand, but the combat's really cool, and I think there's just a lot more to do, I want to say. Like, I put 450 hours in that game. I didn't even complete everything or beat all the challenges. So, yeah, there's just a ton to do in Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
All right. Well, you got anything else, or should we wrap this up soon, you think?
I'm out. I'm tapped. Paper.
Tapped.
Hey, paper. You're tapped? Paper's tapped. I'm tapped. Juan is finished disputing my claims about Final Fantasy.
You had claims about Final Fantasy?
I don't know. I can't get into it. I guess that's my claim. And he disputed them. And you know what? Maybe I... No, I probably won't. But... yeah, I'm tapped. Trey?
I'm tapping out.
Before we go, I'm going to sit y'all with one last 3D All-Stars tidbit.
All right.
The game runs way better in handheld mode, frame rate-wise. Even on physical, it runs way better. It still lags a little in Delfino, but other than that, it runs way better.
I have never even tried that, and doubt that I ever will. That's interesting.
So I think Pogo brought it up in a Discord server. He said it might be because it's running at 720 and not 1080.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
So there's actually, I haven't tested this, but possibly if you change the Switch's resolution in the settings to 720, maybe that'll fix the frame rate problems on docked. So try that, kids, if you really hate the frame rate issues in
Sunshine. That's actually, that might be like a pro tip for any aspiring HD SMS runners, change your resolution. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I ain't disappointed like with this tidbit. I ain't disappointed.
Nice tidbit.
All right, well, but for us, though, we ain't touching this shit again, so we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't have to talk about Super Mario Sunshine for the rest of my life if I don't want to. It's over. The remaster's out. It's over. It's done.
It's the last remaster they'll ever make. They're done with it.
It's the last of our trio of 3D All-Stars essentially dedicated podcasts. And
hope you enjoyed them. And this is actually, this is going to be the second to last episode we release in season one before our indefinite hiatus, which could be anywhere from a month to forever. So who knows?
And next week we do not have a Super Mario guest at all. It's not Super Mario. We don't have to talk about Super Mario. Get ready for other game chat.
However,
next week.
However, if you've been attentive throughout this series, you might have a clue as to who it is. We've saved a grand finale guest. We've been talking about him, like hinting at him since the beginning. So see if you can figure it out. But with that said, thank you for listening, everyone. It's been great having this double guest feature at the end of this Mario trilogy, I guess it became.
Yep.
We're on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play. Be sure to check out Spotify, Google Play if you don't want to see my awful Mario 64 gameplay. And Yeah, it's been Video Games Are Hard, episode 49, signing out.
See everybody.
See you
later.